Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yesterday was a whole lot of something very exciting. Bayern Munich and Real Madrid went toe-to-toe in one of the greater European matchups of all time, and they delivered in one more great edition.
This splendid arena, a wonderful setting for a marvelous semi-final. Coaches, players know each other so well. So many famous faces in the two lineups. Slip through towards Vinicius Junior, and that's what they can do to you. Real Madrid conjure up a magical goal. Sané. Just to get it, Mendy. Sané! It's a stunning goal from Leroy Sané.
They're back in the tight.
Musiala. Penalty. Bayern Munich have got the chance to go in front. So cool. Nobody has scored more goals in this season's Champions League now than Harry Kane. He's found a way out and down. Penalty, is it? No, yes, it is. Rodrigo's won a penalty. Two of the stars of the World game. Vinicius Junior versus Manuel Neuer. Which Vinicius Junior wins? But it's a night that settled nothing at all. They've had a good long look at each other. It has finished Bayern Munich 2, Real Madrid 2.
That was extraordinarily fun, and we've got 90 more minutes of that. Nigel, if I had to give a title to the game, I would say Madrid get a lot with just enough. Would you agree?
Yeah. I'd say for me, Madrid didn't perform well, but they got the job done. You know, that's the story of Real Madrid. When you wear the shirt, there's something special about that shirt. And Carlos Ancelotti said it himself. There's something special about that shirt. When you go to Real Madrid, it's kind of an expectancy to win La Liga. Champions League is the next thing. There's a reason why they're 14 times champions of Europe. And it's just going in there to get the job done every way possible. Whether you're playing well or not playing well or an indifferent time, they still get the job done. And it's just credit to them, credit to Ancelotti, how he's coached this year tactics-wise. People thought they would struggle. No Benzema, no striker. How are Real Madrid going to do it? You look at the evolution of Jude Bellingham, how he's used Jude Bellingham, playing him at his strengths. But the way that they can interchange positions in a game, it's just great to see. And I think for me, when you look at those two teams, no other two teams have met as much in the Champions League competition as Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. It was a clash of the titans, and it wasn't a disappointment. Yeah. And there's so much more you can go deeper into the game, which we will be. But it was honestly a fantastic game of football. And I think for me that it's credit to Real Madrid not playing well, but still coming out with a draw to take the second leg home. It's a great achievement.
They're 27th ever matchup. Mm. But looking at these recent results, right, everyone says that this is the Clásico of Europe. In Spain, they've titled Bayern La Bestia Negra, the Black Beast, that is always able to get the best out of Real Madrid, but not recently. And despite Bayern having long bouts, Lahoud, of dominance in this game, of having control, they're going to walk away from this not feeling that great, taking a draw to the Bernabeu, I don't think.
And Thomas Tuchel, after the match in his post-match presser, said this. He said, it felt like a loss. And when we were all watching the match, and Nige, you and I were talking about it last night, there was just that wanting more. City learned the hard way. Leipzig learned the hard way. You can't leave goals on the table. And when you're on the front foot like that for Bayern Munich, the Eric Dier headers, the Harry Kane where Rudiger makes a block, these are marquee moments in games against big clubs. You also get that feeling against Man City where you just think, okay, this is our time. We got to be efficient. We got to take advantage of it. You can't leave goals on the table, and Bayern did.
Yeah, I also look at Carlo Ancelotti. First of all, he's never not cool, right? He's just... That's constantly true. Relaxed. He's just constantly relaxed. Maybe his eyebrow moves up and down a little bit, but that's about it. The man can be really shook.
Can you give me your best Carlo Ancelotti?
that took the cam off me right at that second.
That's decent.
But I thought I did a pretty good job, although I would never wear a three-piece if I didn't have to. What I like about is he walked away feeling like, all right, job well done. 2-2 draw away from home. Yeah. Now you go back to the Santiago Bernabeu. And I feel like they have every right to feel confident about this and feel like they walked away with a bit of a win. I look at Bayern Munich and I think to myself, what are you going to do to stop individual brilliance? Because Real Madrid is littered with individual brilliance, and at any moment, if they can find a way to combine, they're gonna find the back of the net, and that's exactly what we saw yesterday.
The crazy thing as well is I think when you look at that performance, that's the best performance I've seen in Bayern Munich in this whole. Champions League this year so far.
Like, and they still had to change the tactics at the half. That.
And they did. Yeah. And Leroy Sané's miss early in the game, I said when we was watching this game, that's going to be vital. And what I love about it, you can go into individual storylines. There was a moment in that game later on when Carlos Ancelotti pulled Vinicius Jr. to the side and gave him an airfall. And then from then, Vinicius Jr. stepped it up. After that, when you look at the changes that were made with Sané and Musiala swapping sides, we saw vintage Sané. And we talk about the evolution of players. Vinicius Jr. 3-4 years ago was doing what Sané does. But this is Sané for me. This is what I want to see from Sané all the time, consistently, because he can do it. Driving at defenders, purposeful, pushing it back into the box with an end product. He's got that. But it's just that little bit of personality trait that I just don't feel he has it consistently enough to do that. He's got the talent, got the ability. I feel it's that personality that's lacking, where Vinicius Jr. has taken it on board to say, I want to be the best player in the world. I enjoy scoring goals. I'm going to come up against anyone and I'm going to score goals and just hurt you every way I can.
When we go back to the managers, I really feel for Thomas Tuchel in this match. And Nige, you made a point about one of the best matches you've seen Bayern Munich play. I think that in the Champions League, this has been a lifeline for Thomas Tuchel, because in the Bundesliga, it hasn't gone well. DFB Pokal, embarrassment with one they went out. But it just felt like this was going to be their night. When you have the likes of Rafael Guerrero, who came in, he made that sub. Goretzka comes out, puts Guerrero.
And he took a risk putting Guerrero in, a more offensive-minded player than Goretzka, to unbalance the team.
But he also switched to a 4-2-3-1, which I think puts him in a good position. Yeah.
But it shows that little wrinkle that you need to make in semifinals that, okay, you raise your hand and say, first half, I didn't get it right, although they had more of the possession. This just felt like a missed opportunity for Thomas Tuchel as a manager who hasn't had the best of seasons.
I agree in the sense that... maybe starting Leroy Sané on the left and Musiala on the right wasn't the best call. Mm. Although in the first 20 minutes, Bayern started the game off not only with the 1 foot forward, with a couple of strides beyond Real Madrid. And it felt like the impetus and the momentum was taking Bayern towards that first goal. But that's how Madrid is. You don't score. Sané gets that first chance. And then we're talking about, Tuchel, what a genius that he put Sané on the left and Musiala on the right. But the result speaks for itself.
But you can't blame Tuchel for that. Because I think for me, overall, when you watch that game, Nico, Bayern Munich were the better side.
Yeah.
Real Madrid did not get a touch in the box until Vinicius Junior's goal. No touches in opposition box. And this is Real Madrid we're talking about. So for me, the frustration of Thomas Tuchel is he knows what it's like to come against Real Madrid. When you get those opportunities, you have to take them and score because later on, you'll be punished. And it's telling when the manager says, it feels like a loss. You still have a draw. And then when you look for that second leg, he already knows how difficult it's going to be, how intimidating it's going to be. And for me, again, we got to also address Bayern Munich have nothing else to play for. This is their season in a nutshell. This is all they have. While Real Madrid still have a La Liga title to play for and achieve and maybe another Champions League
final. La Liga's in the bag. La Liga's in the bag. Yeah. Let's not give that. That's already after El Clasico, La Liga's in the bag. I do hear that point. I think what I love from Bayern Munich, that we saw them go to the Emirates and put in a very good performance, is
It felt on my birthday.
But for a lot of the season,
you think Arsenal's a good football club? I think that's changed topics.
You know, you're a real.
But there's just a freedom of expression that I feel with Bayern Munich in the last month or so. There was that disastrous period where the Leverkusen match, they get humiliated in front of all German fans, in front of all world football fans. And now the dust has settled a bit. And yes, his future's still in doubt. Should he stay? Should he go? Most likely he's going to go with Ralf Rangnick. But it seems like he's just relaxed a bit more.
You're talking about Thomas Tuchel?
Yeah. He's just relaxed a bit more in the dugout. Seems more like the manager that we saw.
Why wouldn't you be? I'm leaving the club. I'm a highly sought-after manager. I'm not bothered. I'm going to do something
I don't normally do, which is give Thomas Tuchel credit for something. Because I actually think that was a smart idea to move Leroy Sané to the left, attack Lucas Vázquez, and it was working. It was giving dividends.
Right.
Well, all you can ask for is put a player in position to get shots on target and to be given opportunities. That once the ball leaves the player's foot, anything can happen.
And then give him credit for swapping them at the beginning of the second half, because that changed the tone of the rest of the game.
A lot of managers would have sat back and said, well, it's paying dividends, maybe we could keep at it. For a manager to say at halftime, you know what, it's not paying enough dividends, we got to switch him to the right. And to see that net out a goal, I thought that was pretty ballsy.
Both goals for Bayern Munich came from Leroy Sané from the right, and then Yamal Musiala joined the penalty kick from the left.
And that's why I say you got to give him credit, because for me, it's hard to be critical of Thomas Tuchel from what we saw yesterday. He cannot score the goals for the players. He's put them in positions to be successful. They had real good opportunities, and we've said it time and time again with this Real Madrid side, and Jimmy, one of our colleagues, said it so well. They bend, but they don't break. And it's 100%. You've got to break them. You've got to take those chances. And they didn't. And one of the vulnerable things as well is every corner that Bayern Munich had, Real Madrid looked so vulnerable, and they had some free headers, some real good opportunities. The execution just wasn't good enough. But it was a great game of football for us as neutral fans.
Absolutely.
The vibes at the Bernabeu are going to be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. We got a whole new
stadium vibes.
Second leg. They're going to close the roof, probably.
I was about to say, the screen.
Absolutely. Hey, it's going to be fun. We got a great 90 minutes in that one.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent the personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.